When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What have you done now?
All we did was tell one lie.
Hundreds and hundreds of times over many, many years.
That sounds kind of serious.
These are serious people.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, March 7th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Young Sheldon must go out with a bang, so it only makes sense to have a Big Bang Theory reunion. Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik are set to reprise their roles as Sheldon Cooper and Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler for the final episode of the prequel series. Details of the on-screen couple's reunion are being kept under wraps, so there's no telling what kind of time skip or TV magic will account for their appearance. The duo last shared the screen in the May 2019 series finale of The Big Bang Theory, which saw Sheldon and Amy win the Nobel Prize in Physics. Previously, Young Sheldon has featured numerous references to the flagship series, including voiceovers from Bialik, Kaley Cuoco, and Simon Helberg, and Parsons narrates the prequel series for which he conceived the idea. Young Sheldon is currently airing its seventh and final season, which will conclude with back-to-back episodes on May 16th. And the Avatar's journey is in no danger of ending early. After topping the Netflix streaming charts, the live-action Avatar: The Last Airbender received a massive double renewal that lets the show continue on through seasons 2 and 3. While the episode count for each season has not been disclosed, Netflix confirms that showrunner Albert Kim and his team have enough runway to adapt the entirety of the Nickelodeon animated series, which ran for 3 seasons. Avatar: The Last Airbender premiered February 22nd on Netflix, and even though there were loads of mixed reactions within the fandom at large, everyone seemed to watch it. The show became the streamer's number one English-language TV project with 41.1 million views in 11 days, according to Netflix. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. For 25 years, 3 friends have lied about a 4th member of their group, a guy they use as their scapegoat and excuse to get out of trouble, to get away from their significant others for the weekend. But now, their plan is about to crash and burn. Or is it? In the new comedy film Ricky Stenicki, John Cena plays an alcoholic Atlantic City wannabe actor named Rock Hard Rod, who steps in to play the role of a lifetime, long time, but completely made up, friend to those guys, played by Zac Efron, Andrew Santino, and Jermaine Fowler. And the thing is, Rod might actually be too convincing as Ricky. Here's the trailer.
Stenicki, what up, man?
Are you serious? Have someone call me when you get out of surgery, all right?
You should drive out there. Ricky's been there for you guys your whole lives.
The devil's in the details, my friend.
It worked!
Atlantic City, here we come.
What we got?
Ricky's cancer's back.
Why does it have to be cancer? Won't everybody get worried?
Yeah.
And that's gonna take us right into the World Series.
To Ricky Stenicki.
The best friend we never had.
Mm. My baby's gonna be born 6 weeks early.
I was born 6 weeks early.
Oh, shit.
I wanna know where the hell you guys were tonight. We called every hospital and there was no record of a Ricky Stenicki.
You know, all we did was tell one lie.
Hundreds and hundreds of times over many, many years.
If the truth does come out, my marriage is over.
What if we hire an actor to play Stenicki?
Rock Hard Rod, X-rated rock and roll impersonator.
I do a whole act, wall to wall, top to bottom, jizz jams.
Thanks for coming out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So horny to be here.
This is a really bad idea.
Oh, Jesus. I've been cold turkey in the booze. Ricky Stenicki's in the program, remember?
Oh, Rod.
It's not what you think it is. It's just piss.
I'm a hyper every time, not my mouth.
I want you to admit that Ricky Stenicki does not exist.
Hey!
they must hook up!
This is Ted Summerhays, my boss.
Ted, nice to meet you. Digging the suit and the seedlings, man.
The seedlings.
The hair plugs, they're new, right?
This is my hair.
We're gonna lose our jobs. That my best friend. She a real
bad on a dance floor. Epic night, am I right, guys? Throw it out and come back
in. That's my best friend. I was really taken with your friend Stanicky. He's got brass balls on him, that guy. That's why I hired him.
That's awesome. You just said, what did you say? Just say it one more time.
We can't let him out of our sight. Not only did I miss the birth of my son, but I let some porno Peter Frampton impersonator snip his...
And we're done.
Stanicky, you are unbelievable.
Show's over, Rod.
It's Ricky.
Ricky Stanicky isn't real.
My job sucked. I had no friends. But now I have all those things. Oh!
Are you a fraud, sir?
What's she talking about?
We gotta get rid of him. Every time he tries to make a point, it's like he's smoking invisible dogs.
Dear God, it's true.
To support.
Now it looks like I'm cupping the balls.
I gotta tell you, I laughed a lot at this movie. It is a fun time, and you can get in on the fun now. Ricky Stanicky is streaming on Prime Video today. It's trivia time. Ricky Stanicky director Peter Farrelly is best known for the absurd comedies he's created with his brother Bobby, such as Dumb and Dumber, Me, Myself, and Irene, and There's Something About Mary. But Peter also directed which Best Picture-winning film? Crash, The Green Book, or Nomadland? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
Guy Ritchie is back and blazing a brand new trail in the television spinoff of his 2020 gangster film, The Gentlemen. The new series follows Eddie, a clever aristocrat played by Emmy nominee Theo James, as he returns home to discover that his late father has left him the family's sprawling country estate. The only problem? There just so happens to be a massive cannabis empire growing underneath the property, and all of Britain's biggest and baddest crime bosses want in on the action. Have a listen to this bit of the trailer.
Must have come as a bit of a shock. Inheriting a house, title. As the new landlord, you will receive a significant amount of money. In return, letting us carry out our activities.
Well, eager to get his family out of the drug business, Eddie forms a complicated partnership with dealer Susie Glass, played by Kaija Scodelaria. However, he and his brother find that their attempts to extricate themselves only succeed in dragging them further and further into the world of high crime.
So in order to stop ourselves being associated with criminals, we are going to become criminals.
We're not criminals, Freddy.
Well, that question is up for debate. Get ready to experience the high life when all 8 episodes of The Gentlemen premiere today on Netflix. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Have you been watching the reality competition that everyone is talking about? If you're behind on it, you may want to mute me for the next couple minutes, because it is time to talk about The Traitors season 2 finale. And let me tell you, we cannot get enough. Between the fabulous and over-the-top host Alan Cumming to the deception and gameplay, this might be the best competition on TV right now. And in today's finale, it all comes down to faithfuls Trishel, Sandra, MJ, CT, and Sheree, and the one remaining traitor, Kate, who was recruited by Phaedra, who was banished last week. Have a listen as Kate and Phaedra look back on the end of Phaedra's game.
I defended Phaedra for so long. We all love Phaedra, but something happens at this point in the game. I don't know if Phaedra got a little too overconfident. People are seeing through her cracks, and she was doing so well. She had managed to take a lot of pointing fingers and turn them away and, you know, really make herself look great. there's been a shift. And I don't know what she's thinking.
I'm not a gamer, so I didn't come in with some master scheme. And, you know, I wanted to stay in the game, but the win for me was never staying to the end. It was just, you know, doing my best and doing what I thought was right and doing something totally different.
Sure, Phaedra, whatever you need to tell yourself. But now that Kate is the last traitor standing, can she successfully frame Sandra as a traitor and go on to win the whole season by herself? Or will Sandra be able to convince CT, Trishel, Sheree, and MJ that they need to banish Kate in order for the Faithfuls to win? We will know tonight. The Traitors season 2 finale kicks off at 9 Eastern on Peacock. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Peter Farrelly directed which movie that won the Best Picture Oscar? Crash, The Green Book, or Nomadland? Well, all three of those films won Best Picture, but it was The Green Book that Farrelly directed. It also won a Supporting Actor Oscar for Mahershala Ali and a Best Original Screenplay Oscar. And that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Sydney Buxbaum, and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall. What?